Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. What goes up might come down. Yes, I know the real saying is what goes up must come down, but when it comes to stocks, might come down is more appropriate. Actually, it is better to say what goes up real fast often comes down the same way, and the latest in a handful of stocks in the stock market certainly look to be fulfilling that prognostication, with the latest stock market rally being heavily carried by only seven or so stocks. These particular stocks ran ballistically, almost straight up, without a hiccup. Without getting into what seven stocks they were, just know their weighted average in a popular index is significant, and these seven stocks ran hard and fast. Most of their charts are almost straight up. It got to a point where the FOMO emotion may have brought the last buyers in. FOMO meaning fear of missing out. It's usually not the best of ideas to jump into straight up stocks and chase ballistic prices, but many do. It's where FOMO got its name, and likely what causes these manic stock behaviors when prices rise so relentlessly and just keep rising. Historically, price rises exhibiting straight-up chart patterns can come down hard and fast as the buyers that rushed into a stock a short time ago then rush all at once for the exits. Such a thing occurred last week as the illustrious seven stocks dropped like stones in a mass everybody-out moment. The stock market can be like that, kind of like fame, which is fleeting. One day a stock or a group of stocks can do no wrong, then the next day everybody bails out, leaving the last buyers who got in holding the proverbial bag of losses. Common sense might lead you to think there is something wrong with a company or a group of companies when people massively dump stock in a short amount of time. What many people don't realize, however, is the stock market is a market of company stocks, but not a market of companies. What I mean by that is why the company lobbies and their boardrooms and their financials might be totally stable, the stocks of those companies could be in total turmoil. Stock prices are moved by investors, analysts, people that are business savvy and people that are not, and a whole bunch of other people around the world. I can best sum this up by saying the market will reflect reality eventually, but its day-to-day movements are just the sum of all the beliefs at that moment of time and of all the players in it. Many people fail to realize the market can have movements of its own that can be entirely separate from what and how the companies in it are doing financially. Put simply, don't get caught up in the day-to-day or week-to-week movement of a stock or a group of stocks. Many might add that certainly don't chase a stock if it's running, although it's probably a good bet many investors have done it at one time or another, and I'm guilty of that. For now, however, because the magic seven stocks that have been the focus of many buyers in the last few months may be falling hard, investors may be seeing some red and starting to worry. Although no one can predict market movements at any time, it may be best to focus on just buying good companies with solid financials and good prospects rather than follow the crowd as it ebbs in and out of a hot stock. Use patience. Perhaps average in your buys over a long period of time, do your research, or seek out the services of a financial professional if this whole stock market thing seems a bit like overwhelming or just doesn't make much sense. That's it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, the newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors in 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.